Good morning to you and a very happy Friday. The weekend begins today, and of course it is exactly 1 week to the Night of Blessings, which we have been preparing for 47 days now. Today is day 47 of our 50 days of blessings. We've been coming to you every day with exhortations and prayers and just sharing fellowship together as we prepare for the night that God has planned for us. Again today, I want to share with you from the Word of God, and I believe that this message will stir up your faith, your hope, and courage in you. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 from verse 5. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes was written by Solomon, the son of David, and it contained wisdom and lots of observations, spiritual observations of the way things run in the world. And also, it has a lot of answers. So I want to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 5, and here Solomon is making an observation, something he has seen that doesn't seem to be going quite the way it should go. He says, "There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceeded from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth." Now, he's making an observation about life, the way life goes. You find that those who are put in authority are not always the wisest people. Those who are skilled don't make it into high places of society. So why? He says he has seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants. This is an error, he says. It shouldn't be like this. But you know, sometimes it is. Life sometimes seems unfair. It looks like those who don't deserve it get into power or get into authority. Those who know what to do don't have a chance to do it. Why do such things happen? I like to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and 11, and here he makes another observation. This time, I want to read it from the Living Bible. It says here, "Again, I looked throughout the earth and saw that the swiftest person does not always win the race, nor the strongest man the battle, that wise men are often poor, and skillful men are not necessarily famous, but it is all by chance, by happening to be at the right place at the right time." Once again, he observes things that don't seem to be going the way they should go. Just like he said, servants are riding horses, princes are begging for bread. Now he says, in life, it's not always the fastest person that wins the race. And you would also agree that that's true. The strongest man doesn't always win the battle. The wise people are often poor. It's just an observation. The most educated people don't always make it financially. Skillful men are not necessarily famous. Then he says, it looks like it is all by chance, by happening to be at the right place at the right time. Life looks like that sometimes. It looks like just because that person knew that other person, he got the job. Just because that person happened to be in that place at that time, he met the person he should meet. It looks like it's by chance. Meaning that if you are in the right place at the right time, you can have the right things happen. But those opportunities to be in the right place at the right time seem to be random. It seems like it doesn't always happen to everybody. But if you can be in the right place at the right time, something good will happen for you. But how can you find yourself in the right place at the right time? I want to read to you another book of Solomon. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. And I want to read from verse 5. I'll take this from the Amplified translation. It says, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding." Now, that man that was the fastest man was relying on his speed. The intelligent one was relying on the number of degrees he had. The strongest one was relying on his abilities. But Proverbs says, no, don't rely on your own insight. It's not going to be because you went to the best school, or because you were the fastest, or because you graduated first from class. He says, no. Don't rely on your own insight or understanding. Don't rely on your own abilities. If you do, you will see that it doesn't always happen, that the wisest people are not always rich because they relied on their wisdom. It says instead in verse 6, "In all your ways, know, recognize and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths." Glory to God. God can direct you. Don't rely on the degrees you have. Don't rely on the people you know. Don't rely on your physical strength, on your mental strength. You see, don't rely on all those things. It says, if you trust in God with all your heart, lean not on your own abilities, your own advantages, rather in all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge Him. He will direct and make straight and plain your path. You will find yourself supernaturally in the right place at the right time for the right opportunities. Glory to God. I love the fact that God is showing us wisdom, how to go about life, how to navigate life, what to do. Because life seems like it's not always fair, but there's a way to have the advantage always by trusting in God, by knowing Him, acknowledging Him, recognizing Him. He says He will direct your path. Let me read that verse 6 from the Living Bible. I love the way the Living Bible puts verse 6. It says, in everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. I'll read it again. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2, Living Bible. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Life will no longer be a mystery to you. You won't be among those wondering, why don't things go right for me? I can see people who are intelligent, they don't get the money. Those who are beautiful don't always win the competition. Those who are fast in running don't always win the race. He says, God is giving you a secret of wisdom. He says, put God first in everything you do. The answer is there. He will direct you. You will find yourself in the right place at the right time. Not only will He direct you, He will crown your effort with success. This is the answer you've been looking for. This is the answer. Don't no longer ask questions. Why did things go this way for me? Why did the other thing happen? Why did that person get the job? I didn't get it. I was more qualified than him. How come? Because he knew the other person or this person spoke for him? No. He says, put God first. In all you do, He will direct you. You'll find yourself saying the right things. You'll find yourself being moved to just go to the right place at the right time. Because that is how life is. Life is spiritual. Just by meeting somebody can connect you to a whole new destiny. Just by turning on the TV at a particular point in time and you hear something that changes your life. You just tune into this radio program today and just hearing something, suddenly you know what to do. That's how life is. But when you put God first, He will direct your path. You will go the right way. You will do the right things. You will say the right things. And upon that, God will crown your effort with success. Glory to God. God wants to crown your effort with success. He doesn't want you toiling, having a hard life, trying to make ends meet, wondering why things haven't happened. God wants to change your life. He wants to change your life. He wants to change your status. He wants to change your level of living. And that is why we have been coming to you all these days with daily words of blessings and exhortations as we prepare for the night of blessings. I am so convinced that on that night, you'll be imparted and impacted with divine blessings. Blessings that will change your life. Blessings that will change your visions. Blessings that will promote and elevate you. Blessings that will turn things around for you for good. I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss the night of blessings. Start planning now to be there. Get yourself together. Make up your mind to be there. If you say you are going to be there, you'll be there. Don't wait until that day to decide. Decide now. I'm going to be there and start walking towards it. Call us on the phone on 090-764-15312 to make your free seat reservation and to book your space, the bus shuttle. We have buses moving from all over Lagos. In fact, as far as Ogun State, coming for the program. Let us know that you want to be on the bus. Call us and find out about the car parking arrangement. Find out about security. What is it going to be like that night? You know, get all the information you need to be comfortable, but make sure you are there. This is your moment of destiny. This is your moment of change. Go to our website at anightofblessings.org to get more information. You watch videos about our past crusades. You listen to testimonies. You watch testimonies. Glory to God. Start getting ready. I don't want you to miss it. Now I'm going to hand over to Pastor George. He will share a few more thoughts with you and get you ready for the night of blessings. I look forward to seeing you there. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your words of blessings to us today. We are grateful to God who orders our steps, causing us to be at the right place and at the right time. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessing from our dear Pastor Deola Phillips. She said, don't rely on your own abilities. Instead, rely on God to direct you in life. Life may seem unfair, but there is a way to have the advantage. Hallelujah. And you do this by believing in God, by acknowledging Him and trusting Him. And keep in mind that God wants to crown your efforts with success. Glory to God. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Now, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at work in them, causing them to fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, even as we declare that these ones shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. But if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit in you, let me pray for you that you receive Him now. I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive Him now into you. Receive Him now. It's done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Congratulations once again. But we'd like to send some resources to you. Resources that will help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. So we would like for you to reach us. If you have questions, you have prayer requests, you have testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a glorious night for you. You are going to hear the word of God. You are going to hear praises and worship. Keep in mind also that we've been praying for the program, so please join us. We are fasting and we are praying, and we are continuing until Sunday, the 7th of September. Praise the Lord. Now, concerning your free seat reservations for the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. Now, if you have other questions, other inquiries, you can reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. Thank you so much for joining us again today, and we look forward to you joining us every other day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say